Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is turkey time. Yes, it is. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, the time where you gather around the old tube radio, and now you're going to be spending a lot more time around your laptop than you ever wished, because it's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting, obviously, the most entertaining, and the tastiest, most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. We can talk about nothing other than Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true Theater of the Mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed round the world. That's right, round the world, thanks to the World Wide Web. I mean, 18 countries and 42 states cannot be wrong. And that's because we bring you the top talent. We always have the best chefs available in the world. We've got a major announcement coming up. We are going to, at Chef and a Fat Man, we love Christmas. You all know that. Christmas is the coolest time of the year. It's a time where I'm actually pleasant for 4 weeks. Really?
Well, yes.
You too?
Yes.
You too? Real nice. Go ahead and throw me right under the old Greyhound number 386 as it backs up over me. But no, not you either, engineer. But anyway, we have a major, exciting announcement that we're going to have for you right before. It's our Christmas present to you. And when we tell you, you're going to go, oh, my God, you listened, fat man. You listened. We are going to make a major announcement that's going to shock the culinary world. And it's going to make things 10 times better than we've ever been. And it's because you wanted it. We thought about it. We had to find the right, and we did, and you're going to find out about it, but I cannot tell you any more. Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking
experience.
That's right. Wow, that's such...
I've been
practicing. Of course, by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce. My friends, this is the time of the year where you show your love cooking on the Big Green Egg and using the sweetest onions on earth. That is Schumann Produce. Remember, my friends, if it doesn't say real sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
This is beautiful. Today, our mobile kitchens finds us at our true home. It is going to be our, I can't say. Anyway, we're at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. And the lady who has taken Le Cordon Green to a height which it had always been dreamt of, had always been looked to. She has accomplished it. We can be talking none other than our great friend and true family member, Chef Amanda.
Aw. Glad
to
be here.
Wait a minute. I get emotional. But this is a great time of the year.
It sure is.
And for the green egg, mm-hmm. Big Green Egg, there is not a season that can't be better because of a Big Green Egg.
That's true.
At the cigar shop, guess what happens? Everybody for the last week has said, hey, Fat Man, I got a Big Green Egg. Have you ever done a turkey on a Big Green Egg? How do you do a turkey on a Big Green Egg? I must have answered that. You all answered 500 times a day, especially now in this season. I answered the cigar shop. There's probably about 30 people that I know regular that have grills, and 7 of them have Big Green Eggs.
Wow.
And 3 of them, because since I've been going there in January, more to follow. Because, as I told them, if you're not using a Big Green Egg, you're just heating meat. And so this is a big time of the year, and we are going to actually have these recipes posted. So you're going to be able to, this Thanksgiving, actually have everything you need to make your Thanksgiving. We chose a couple of the best recipes in the world that will give you a little different, a little spin, a little fun. Chef Amanda, people are going to owe you big time.
Ahem.
I know, we're getting to you. Just settle down. Ahem. But, I mean, like any great, great organization, I mean, Ed Fisher is the headache.
He is. He's the big.
And he had this great vision. And then he went out to find people to help him make his vision better.
And look where we are. Look how much we've grown.
I know. And so you took the, they handed the Culinary Center to you and said, okay. So you had to do what, really what Ed Fisher had to do. You had to go out and find the best talent that could complement what you wanted to do, that could share your vision and provide the kind of support you need. And you found.
We had to kiss a lot of frogs to get there.
Oh, I remember. I was there through many of the frogs. And now you've got just that person. She said, she called herself Ahem. But I call her Taylor. And she has been wonderful all the way down the line in taking, working with your vision and supporting your vision. And being the kind of right-hand person, kind of like my engineer is to me.
Absolutely.
It's just, we can't be as great as we are without great people
supporting
us. You're
only as good as your team.
That's right. And you've got a great teammate in Taylor. And Taylor, it's great that you are here. Now, you provide always a different perspective because you happen not to be Irish.
That's true.
And there are so many misperceptions about Jewish culinary. And the reason I can say that is because when we went to Jerusalem and when we were invited to go to Israel, people were going, oh, how can you do a cooking show in Israel? Really? Oh, my God. The chefs in Israel are like the chefs in Ireland and England now.
They are.
Yeah. They are setting the standard. So you bring a family and you know, the Irish, the Italians, the Portuguese, all everybody who is has great family roots that are part of the great melting pot of the United States. But there are certain groups of people that family and food are synonymous with the whole lifestyle.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have such great perspectives here. Of course, Ireland, we're going to do potatoes, so I'll have the Irish perspective.
All right.
But, no, this is exciting. And so without further ado, what is better than a turkey on Thanksgiving? I know. Did you know that what percentage of people actually prefer the food after?
Oh, I think a big percentage prefer.
How much do you think?
55.
Okay, 55.
I think about 40 or 50. Higher, really, 70, 80.
About
really?
80 plus percent. Wow. According to a latest survey, 80% of the people plus said they actually looked more forward to the leftovers than they did to the actual turkey dinner itself. Kind of crazy, isn't it?
I have to admit, I'm with that group. My dad makes the best sandwiches out of the food my mom has cooked. He takes the turkey and some really nice Italian bread that we make, and he slices it into thick cuts, and he puts it in a pan with mayonnaise slathered on it for that Maillard effect to release some better flavor. And then he puts turkey on top of that, and stuffing, drenches it in gravy, and then does the same thing to a top bun. And it is to die for.
Well, turkey sandwich. Now, Chef Amanda.
Yes.
Do you fall in that line of like it better after or the original meal itself?
You know, I think that I think turkey is great cold, and a lot of the things that we eat with turkey are great cold. I like cold macaroni and cheese, like the next day. Yeah, Yeah, in the morning, shouldn't tell people this, but go make my coffee, get a little cream, a little bite of macaroni and cheese, close the door, go on by the way.
I'm guilty of that.
Mashed potatoes.
Thank God we're not.
Not gravy, but like all the other goodies, like the cranberry sauce. Like,
oh, well, cranberry sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
But macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, why not?
Cold?
Why not? It can be done.
Has been
done. Will be done again.
You're the chef of the Culinary Center, so I guess I got to. You know, I've kowtowed to a lot of weird stuff, but cold macaroni and cheese is just not one of them. But anyway, so we're going to start off with something that is really Thanksgiving. And that is?
Toiki.
Yes. Is that how you say it?
Toiki.
Toiki. All right.
But this one's, you know, a little bit different because everybody in my family really likes the white meat. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people do.
So I decided to today do a turkey roulade. So this is for those people. And this is a little bit more advanced. It's not turkey 101 because you have to roll it up and tie it like a jelly roll. But it's great if you do have a family that likes white meat because, first of all, it's also for smaller groups, you know, because the turkey breast is smaller. You can buy it from your butcher. Get it with the bone out but the skin on.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I'm doing today. I made some walnut pesto.
All right. Well, tell us, how in the world do you make a walnut pesto?
Well, pesto always has a couple of key ingredients, olive oil being one of them, and normally pine nuts. But this time I used walnuts instead.
Oh, nice.
And for the green part, and a traditional one, you would use basil. And mm-hmm. for me, I used all of the holiday seasonings. I used parsley, sage, rosemary, and
thyme.
That's right. So I mixed all of that together, and I just pulsed it in a food processor until it was kind of choppy. And then after that...
Kind of choppy.
And then I just poured a stream of olive oil in to make it like a paste.
A nice emulsion.
Exactly.
See, after 17 years, I've actually picked up on some of the chefy vernacular. Right. I will try to showcase it every once in a while, which means maybe in the next year, you might hear me mention something two or three times. You know, every time I say something really ugly about myself, it's either you or Taylor laughing. I don't, or as we're doing here together.
That's what we're here for.
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Okay. All right, Pinocchio.
We just love you.
So anyway, this pesto is something anybody can make. And one of the nice things coming up is people are going to start seeing these recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to start having the recipes before the holidays.
That's correct.
I know this is a shock to most of our listeners of 17 years. This is going to be... But anyway, this is a perfect example. So you make your pesto.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't take very long at all. And you can just get... You can get the chopped up walnut pieces if you want to be a little bit more economical. You don't have to get the whole pieces. Because you're just going to put them in the food processor anyway.
And they're cheaper by getting the cut up pieces. Exactly. Chopped up pieces.
And then you get your turkey breast. And you can buy this at any grocery store. Or if you have a favorite butcher, they can do it for you too. Just make sure they leave the skin on. And you want to brine it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I brined it for 24 hours. You could do it a minimum of 6 and up to 24.
Okay.
And the brine is equal parts, like half a cup of sugar, half a cup of salt. The salt, you want the salt to go into the meat of the turkey so that it will kind of plump up and stay nice and juicy.
Why are you looking at me when you say plump up?
Really? I was looking in your general direction.
Oh, were you? No, you were looking eyeballs to eyeballs. But anyway, that's all right. I'm not offended.
And I also threw in the brine. So it's water, sugar, and salt. And then I added some rosemary. I cut off some garlic. I just took the whole bulb and cut part of it off. And so it's exposed. And then some fresh rosemary and some peppercorns.
And I see you have some...
An onion.
Onion.
Yep.
Not just any onion. Real sweet onion by Schumann Produce. How do I know? Because it said so on the bag and the tag.
That's right.
Not that I'm doing a cheap, shameless plug. But anyway, so you brine it.
You brine it for up to 24 hours, and then when you take it, our turkey's ready.
Oh wow!
When Woo-hoo! You take it out of the brine, you want to pat it dry, you know, really well with a paper towel.
Okay.
And you are not going to need to season your bird anymore after that.
Really?
You don't, because it's already got some good flavor on it from the brine, and then the walnut pesto. You're going to be good to go.
I'll tell you what, that sounds exciting, and this is something that takes basically 20 minutes to prepare.
Yep.
If that much.
Start to finish. Yep.
I'm telling you what, my friends, we are actually going to take a cheap and shameless break as Chef Amanda wanders out to the egg fest that's out there. I mean, there's so many eggs out on this beautiful patio. You must come and see Le Cordon Green and the Big Green Egg Retail Center, corporate headquarters. See what eggdom is all about. Because
come get your accessories.
Yes, and not only that, we're going to talk about classes. Mm-hmm. We got so much to talk about for so long. It's such
be
a beautiful thing.
Show.
It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. What better place to celebrate than Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, with Chef Amanda, ahem, and our engineer is back in the house. Karen Jenkins is our super engineer. We'll be Woo-hoo! Right back. Let's go get some turkey.
Yummo.